From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting a U.S. warning to Russia about Syrian airstrikes. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Russian interference would prolong the sectarian conflict inside of Syria and accuse Russia of conducting indiscriminate military operations against Syrian opposition groups, some of whom are allied to the United States. The U.S. and Russian militaries held a teleconference Thursday on ways they can avoid firing on each other as both wage air campaigns in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman described the hour-long conversation Thursday as cordial. Russia began bombing raids against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria Wednesday, saying it wants to support the country's pro-Russian president, Bashar al-Assad. At least 10 people were killed and 7 wounded in a shooting Thursday at a small community college in the northwest U.S. city of Roseburg, Oregon. The gunman was killed in a police shootout. Law enforcement officials have identified him as 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer. Authorities believe he was familiar with Umpqua Community College. A few hours after the shootings, a visibly angry President Obama spoke at the White House, demanding the American people push Congress to pass what he called common-sense gun laws. He said Americans have become numb to what has become somewhat routine in the U.S., a mass shooting, followed by his White House statements and the response by those who oppose more gun control. And the general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso surrendered to the country's transitional government. General Gilbert Diendere turned himself in Thursday after negotiations with officials in the capital of Ouagadougou. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to the UN General Assembly Thursday, telling those nations who had spoken out in favor of the Iran nuclear deal, "Check your enthusiasm at the door." Prime Minister Netanyahu said that by giving Iran billions of dollars in sanctions relief, the deal makes war more likely.
70 years after the murder of 6 million Jews, Iran's rulers promised to destroy my country, murder my people, and the response from this body, the response from nearly every one of the governments represented here, has been absolutely nothing. Utter silence. Deafening silence.
Prime Minister Netanyahu also condemned Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas's speech Wednesday as rejectionism of the peace process. Israeli authorities say an Israeli mother and father were shot dead Thursday in an attack on their vehicle by suspected Palestinian militants in the northern West Bank. The couple from the Jewish settlement of Neria leaves behind 6 orphan children. 4 of the children, aged 4 months, 4 years old, 7 and 9, were in the vehicle at the time of the attack, and they were slightly wounded. Israeli security services are hunting for the perpetrators. An American C-130 military transport plane crashed at Jalalabad Airport in eastern Afghanistan, killing 11 people. The crash occurred shortly after midnight local time Friday. The cause, still under investigation. U.S. defense officials at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan say 6 U.S. service members who comprised the plane's crew died, along with 5 civilian passengers. The foundations of the European Union have been rocked this year by the political chaos sparked by Greece's economic woes and the influx of hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees. Some analysts say the EU itself now faces an existential threat. Henry Ridgewell reports.
30 years ago, 5 EU states signed the Schengen Agreement that created a passport-free travel zone, which has since expanded across 26 European states. But that core EU principle of freedom of movement is being tested as several countries reintroduce border checks to counter the migrant surge. Hungary has built razor wire fences along its southern borders. On the horizon lie yet more threats. Britain will hold a vote on leaving the EU before 2018, with recent opinion polls favouring an exit. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Hurricane Joaquin gained strength as it passed over the Bahamas Thursday, becoming an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. It's packing sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.